and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. I hope in the Lord, I trust in his word. With him there is kindness and plenteous redemption. Glory and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. Yet it was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman, Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up and drove him out of the town and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away." The Gospel of the Lord. God has this nasty habit of showing up in the most unexpected of places. As the Lord points out, it wasn't to any of the widows in Israel, who were likewise starving during the famine, that he was sent. But rather, Elijah went to the widow at Zarephath in the land of Sidon. That would be like right next to Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? So the bad place, not where the good people are. And of course, if you remember the story, what he does is he doesn't just bring her food, but he miraculously multiplies the oil and the flour so that she can have bread on bread on bread. Likewise, the passage which we heard from the book of Kings about Naaman, the righteous leper. Naaman, by rights, shouldn't be the one who should be cleansed. Surely there were lepers in Israel at the time, and yet God shows up in the most unexpected of places. For the people of Israel, he shows up in the foreign oppressor, but for this Syrian, he shows up in a muddy brook. I was at the doctor today. I did not make the announcement over the weekend because I didn't want to distract from the ADA. Tell the bishop that when we don't make our goal, please. We'll make the goal. I was at the doctor today because, if you've noticed, I have a boot on the other foot. And so there's surgery a week from tomorrow. So I was having one of my pre-op appointments today, and the nurse said, "You know, we didn't train you for this, right? When you're going to have one knee followed by another, one hip followed by another, we have to train you to go from kind of left to right-handed." And I've been practicing with the scooter in the house, and it is a bit like driving on the English side of the road. But there was an insight that came out of that conversation that I think articulates the same dynamic, unexpected places. "Get out of the other side of the bed," she said. "Start tonight. Sleep on the opposite side of the bed that you're accustomed to. That way, when you wake up at night and you get out on the wrong side, you won't be tempted to put down the foot that you're used to." Oftentimes, all it takes to encounter the Lord anew is that change in perspective. Because, of course, we know it's not the case that God only appeared at Zarephath in Sidon the day that Elijah showed up. He was there all the time. She just couldn't see him. And we know that Naaman didn't first encounter God there in the muddy brook, but had known him all the while, whether he realized it or not. I think part of the reason people resist Lent is because while it's difficult, it just seems too easy to understand. Surely I can't grow in virtue and holiness by just like not getting all the things I want. There's got to be another trick, doesn't there? I mean, I've got to say a certain set of prayers, or go on pilgrimage to a certain place, or no, it really turns out that since the problem with most of us is a warped will, the only way to fix the warp in our will is to flatten it out, which means you don't get what you want, which means sometimes the other shoe has to drop. As we celebrate the Lord's Supper this night, consider where a change of perspective might assist you through this second half of Lent. Consider where your will might be warped and you might need to begin to get up on the other side of the bed. And be prepared to meet the Lord where you least expect him. It's usually where he's waiting.